Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Good morning. Welcome to another session of Read the Word. As you can see, I'm not sitting in the studio. I'm in a hotel somewhere in Minnesota. Don't really remember the name of this town, but it'd be all right, almost to Minneapolis. On our way home to Michigan, see the folks and have a two-year celebration for the program, you know, our daily program. And you know what's cool about this is God's always doing something big. If we just let him get involved, if we'll just follow what he says. Jesus made this statement. Jesus said, "I only do what I hear see my Father do, and I only hear, I only say what I hear my Father say." It's going to be a night. It's all right. It's the morning. And what we got to learn to do is walk with God and hear what he says and then just do what we see him doing. And it's just learning that relationship with the Father. That's what it's all about. You are a child. I'm a child. We're walking with God every day. It ain't about religion. Nobody needs a list of do's and don'ts. No, you don't need anything. Just walk with God. And your life will get much better. Now, let me see if I can find everything. Only got one screen tonight. Let's begin our opening prayer. Oh, no. My notebook's in the car. It'll be all right. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend all the saints. That's a lot of folks. What is the width, length, depth, and height? So I will know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of Christ. I pray this in Jesus' mighty name. Well, here we go. Deuteronomy chapter 30. We're down to the last three chapters. Two more chapters today, and then Moses goes to the top of the mountain tomorrow, and you and I are in Canaan land conquest. I love it. Chapter 30, verse 1, it came to pass when all these things come upon you, the blessing and which I have set before you, and you and my nations, where the Lord your God drives you. Stay with me. I'm staying in the blessing. I'm staying in the blessing. And you return to the Lord your God and obey his voice according to all that I command you today, you and your children, with all your heart and with all your soul, that the Lord your God will bring you back from captivity and have compassion on you and gather you again from all the nations where the Lord your God has scattered you. If any of you are driven out to the furthest parts under heaven, from there the Lord your God will gather you, and from there he will bring you. Verse 5. I love these verses. This shows you and me the absolute extreme love and mercy and grace of our Father. Think about this. Mercy is you and I not receiving what we do deserve. Grace is you and I receiving what we don't deserve, all the blessings of God. And God has promised right here in this program, in this chapter, that if we'll return to him, his blessing will be on us. I don't like Mountain Dew, but that's all there was. Verse 5. Then the Lord will God to bring you to the land which your father possessed, and you shall possess it. He'll prosper you and multiply you more than your fathers. And the Lord your God will circumcise your heart and the heart of your descendants to love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul that you may live. Now he said it twice to us now. One chapter. Also, the Lord your God will put all these curses on your enemies and on those who hate you, who persecuted you. And you will again obey the voice of the Lord and do all his commandments, which I command you today. The Lord your God will make you abound in all the work of your hand, in the fruit of your body, in the increase of your livestock, in the produce of your land for good. For the Lord will again rejoice over you for good as he rejoiced over your fathers. Verse 10, if you obey the voice of the Lord your God to keep his commandments, his statutes, which are written in this book of the law, and if you turn to the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul three times in one chapter. Verse 12, it is not in heaven that you should say, who will ascend into heaven for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? Nor is it beyond the sea that you should say, who will go over the sea for us and bring it to us that we may hear it and do it? But the word is very near you, in your mouth and in your heart, that you may do it. The word of faith, which we preach. And you can find that in Romans chapter 10. Verse 15, see, I've set before you today life and good, death and evil. In that I command you today to love the Lord your God, to walk in his ways and keep his commandments, his statutes, his judgments, that you may live and multiply. And the Lord your God will bless you in the land which you go to possess. But if your heart turns away so that you do not hear and are drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I announce to you today that you shall surely perish. You shall not prolong your days in the land which you cross over the Jordan to go in and possess. I call heaven and earth as a witness today against you, that I have set before you blessing and cursing, that you choose life. Moses is right now. He didn't even make it difficult to understand, did he? That both you and your descendants may live. Choose life. Verse 20, that you may love the Lord your God, that you may obey his voice, that you may cling to him, for he is your life, and he is the length of your days, and that you may dwell in the land which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give them. That's an amazing chapter. Chapter 31. Joshua is the new leader. Then Moses went and spoke these words to all Israel, and he said to them, I am 120 years old today. I can no longer go out and come in. Also, the Lord has said to me, you shall not cross over this Jordan. The Lord your God himself crosses over before you. He will destroy these nations from before you, and you shall dispossess them. Joshua himself crosses over before you, just as the Lord has said. And the Lord will do to them as he did to Sihon and Og, the king of the Amorites, and their land, when he destroyed them. The Lord will give them over to you, that you may do to them according to every commandment which I have commanded you. Be strong and have a good courage. Do not be afraid, fear, or be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him, in the sight of all Israel, be strong and of a good courage, for you must go with this people to the land which the Lord had sworn to their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. Yes, you shall. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear or be dismayed. The law to be read every 7 years. Verse 9. So Moses wrote this law and delivered it to the priests. On page 10. Sons of Levi, who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to all the elders of Israel. And Moses commanded them, saying, at the end of every 7 years, at the appointed time in the year of release at the Feast of Tabernacles, when all Israel comes to appear before the Lord your God in the place which he chooses, you shall read this law before all Israel in their hearing. Gather the people together, men and women, little ones, the stranger who's within your gate, that they may hear, and that they may learn to fear the Lord your God and carefully observe all the words of the law. That's you and I, the Gentiles, hearing. You and I, the Gentiles, hearing. That's Romans chapter 11. I think it's 11. I'll write it in the notes for you, where it says you and I are grafted into the vine. Verse 13. That their children, who have not known him, may hear and learn to fear the Lord your God as long as you live in the land which you cross over the Jordan to possess. Verse 14. Then the Lord said to Moses, behold, the days approach when you must die. Call Joshua and present yourselves in the tabernacle of meeting, that I may inaugurate him. Who's doing the inauguration? God Almighty. That's a serious inauguration. So Moses and Joshua went and presented themselves in the tabernacle of meeting. The Lord appeared in the tabernacle in a pillar of cloud, and the pillar of cloud stood above the door of the tabernacle. The Lord said to Moses, behold, you will rest with your father, with the gods of the foreigners of the land, where they go to be among them. They will see me. Break the cup which I have made with them. Then my anger shall be aroused against them in that day. I will forsake them. I'll hide my face from them. They shall be devoured. Many evils and troubles shall befall them, that they will say in that day, have not these evil come upon us because our God is not among us? Well, that's a powerful statement. 18, and I will surely hide my face in that day because of all the evil that they have done and that they have turned to other gods. Now, therefore, write down this song for yourselves and teach it to the children of Israel. Put it in their mouths, that this song may be a witness for me against the children of Israel. Verse 20, when I have brought them to the land flowing with milk and honey, of which I swore to their fathers, and they have eaten, and they are filled themselves, and they grow fat, that they will turn to other gods and serve them. and they will provoke me and break my covenant. Then it shall be, when many evils and troubles have come upon them, that this song will testify against them as a witness. For it will not be forgotten in the mouths of their descendants. For I know the inclination of their behavior today, even before I have brought them to the land of which I swore to give them. Therefore, Moses wrote this song the same day and taught it to the children of Israel. Then he inaugurated Joshua, the son of Nun, and said, be strong and have a good courage, for you shall bring the children of Israel into the land which I swore to them, and I will be with you. So it was when Moses had completed writing the words of this law in a book, when they were finished, that Moses commanded the Levites who bore the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, saying, take this book of the law and put it inside the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord your God, that it may be there as a witness against you. For I know your rebellion and your stiff neck. If today, while I may yet live with you, have been rebellious against the Lord, then how much more after my death? Gather to me all the elders of your tribes and your officers, that I may speak these words in their hearing and call heaven and earth to witness against them. For I know that after my death, you will become utterly corrupt and turn aside from the way in which I've commanded you. And the evil, and evil will befall you in the latter days, because you will do evil in the sight of the Lord, to provoke him to anger. Do not do that through the work of your hands. The song of Moses. I don't know why this verse isn't on the first part of the next chapter. Moses spoke in the hearing of all the assembly of Israel the words of this song until they were ended. And that is for tomorrow. Now, you and I see it in there. I closed my Bible. I shouldn't have done that. You and I see it in the verses in there where Moses says, I set before you today life and death, blessing and cursing. And then he's like, they may not get it. Choose life and blessing. Why? Because death and cursing, you don't want that in your life. You don't want that. You don't want nothing to do with that in any sense of any word. Get it out of your life. That's in verse 30:19. I will call heaven and earth witness today against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life, that both you and your descendants may live. Let's pray our prayer of salvation that we pray every day. If you've never made Jesus the Lord of your life, now's the time. If you grew up in church and you're fooling around with sin and sinful ways and the works of the flesh that the Bible talks about, I command you, Jesus, from that sin. Immediately run from that sin. Run. Get away from it. You don't want that. When God said, anyone who is known by this word will not make it into the kingdom of heaven, he meant every word he said. So don't be that person. Galatians chapter 5, you can see it right there. And then Romans chapter 1. Pray this prayer of salvation with me tonight. Father, in the name of Jesus, I know I need you in my life every day. And according to John 3:16 and John chapter 1, when I believe in you, Jesus, you give me everlasting life, and I will not perish. And I thank you for it. Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God. And you rose the third day for my life. hands out and say, I receive you into my life, Jesus. All of your love, all of your mercy, all of your grace, all of your righteousness, fill me with all of the Holy Spirit. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 What's amazing about what you and I do here every single day is that we reach out there and we grab another soul, another person, another man, another woman, and say, no, come up. Come believe in God. You don't have to believe in church or churchianity, but come and believe in God. You might say, Pastor, what's going on the inside of me? Well, this is pretty cool. You just went from darkness to light, from fear to faith. Jesus just came inside of you, made you the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you are now an heir of God and joint heir with Jesus. All of that just happened right now while you prayed that prayer. You didn't have to go to Bible college. You didn't have to go to Sunday school. If you can just believe me, what I'm saying to you, that the blessing of God will be in your life in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I'm sure you can tell I'm having a hard time keeping my eyes open. So I was already in bed, almost sound asleep, and I realized, whoa, I've not done read the word. Jumped out of bed. Here we are. So I'm going to put these timestamps in, but you can come through and copy and paste the timestamps, put them in a comment in your YouTube video. Click on the number, and then you'll be able to know what to put in there for words, because I'm literally having a hard time staying awake, and I'm not going to get it done tonight. But I welcome you, too. You can make it work just like I do. I'm going to put the time in. You put in the words. All right, for those of you that just prayed a prayer, shoot me an email. My email address is in the notes of Blog Talk Radio and YouTube Live. And my email address is hgpreacherman, HG for Holy Ghost, hgpreacherman@gmail.com. You shoot me an email, and we'll be a blessing to you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, I want to stay and talk because I got a lot more to say. But I call you blessed. In Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. May the blessing of the Lord that makes rich and adds no sorrow with it be with you and your family every single day. Share this video. Share the link. There's a link in there to all the videos. It's full length. And help people get connected to the Word of God. It's a great thing to do with your family. Every day around breakfast or lunch or dinner, whatever. It's an excellent way to disciple them. And then send in questions. We'll answer them in Jesus' mighty name. All right. Till we see you again. We love you.